Thank you for tuning into this podcast. This is Milana Hogan, SNC's Chief Legal Talent Officer, and I'm here with Sergio Galvis, who is a member of our Management Committee, the head of our Latin American practice, and our Global Head of Recruiting. Thank you for joining us today, Sergio.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome, and we're so glad to have you here with us. For the benefit of the listeners, we're recording this podcast to share with students who are considering joining the firm. And in many cases, listeners will have offers in hand and will be in the process of deciding where you want to be next summer. And in other cases, you may be a 1L who is preparing a bid list or even just beginning the process of learning more about firms and trying to get a sense of who we are and what the associate experience will be like. And no matter where you are in the process, we're very happy that you're listening today, and we hope this helps you get to know us a bit better. So let me start by sharing a bit more about our guest. Sergio is a partner in our general practice group, and he has an incredibly active practice advising clients around the world. In addition to the work he does for our clients, he also oversees recruiting and professional development at the firm. And I want to spend our time today talking about both of those important roles. So let's begin with the work, which is a really great example of the kinds of multidisciplinary generalist practices that we tend to see here at SNC. Sergio has worked with clients across more than 25 countries in Asia, Europe, and the Americas on hundreds of significant matters in a broad range of practices, including M&A, project finance, capital markets, sovereign financing, workouts and restructuring, corporate governance, crisis management, and even criminal defense and investigations. So can you tell us a bit more about your practice, Sergio, and perhaps maybe some of the matters that you've been working on recently?
Oh, I'd be happy to start with that, Milana, although I do want to focus mostly on what we're doing on the professional development and recruiting front. But I'm incredibly lucky to have ended up at SNC. And when I made that decision, I couldn't imagine that I would have the opportunity to work on the breadth of things and the nature of things. I couldn't imagine at that time that I would have the opportunity to learn about so many different practices, so many different areas of business, and that so much of my work would intersect both law, business, finance, politics, and economics. So at the moment, what I'm doing is, among other things, representing a Middle Eastern company in the development of a natural resource project in a South American country where there has never been a transaction of that nature in that country. And that's typical of our practice, actually. Many times we end up working on matters where we're applying principles we've developed in other areas, but in a new context for the first time, where simply nobody else has done it before, and we're working with all the different parties to bring that about. I'm also working with a multinational company that is engaged in an internal investigation related to the car wash corruption scandal in Brazil, and that work includes advising the board of directors as well as working with our litigators in interacting with the Department of Justice, the SEC, and other governmental agencies. At the same time, while I'm doing a project financing and a government investigation, I'm also doing a cross-border M&A deal involving a public company. So that will be kind of classic M&A transactions of the type that our M&A group at SNC does on a regular basis.
So you can just hear in the description of your work how dynamic the practice is. And for the benefit of the listeners, I get to work with Sergio regularly. And so I know firsthand just how committed he is to the development of our associates. And I also know that he approaches this task with the same level of energy and enthusiasm and really commitment to excellence that he brings to bear on all of the work that he does for our clients. And I've worked in a number of law firms, and I think this level of commitment, not just from Sergio, but really from all of the partners here at SNC, is a significant differentiator. So can you talk a little bit about your role overseeing our recruiting and professional development at the firm and maybe some of the benefits for young lawyers?
I think it is clear to you by now that how much I enjoy being a transactional lawyer. But I equally enjoy the time I spend with our superb professional staff, making sure that we provide all of our lawyers, starting with our summer associates, the best professional training and development in the profession. Our partners, associates, recruiting staff, and diversity team across our offices work on this effort. This approach explains our success in the past and will be a critical component of our future success. Indeed, as important, if not more so, is the joy and pride we take in the contribution that our focus on professional and career development makes to the long-term professional success of our lawyers and alumni. You will not get lost at SNC. You will not be pigeonholed into a narrow, repetitive function that stifles your professional development. Our generalist model, now rare in a profession that too often, short-sightedly, focuses on narrow specialization in the name of efficiency, is a key aspect of this. Because of SNC's generalist model, our lawyers become not only expert technicians, but also superb problem solvers, crisis managers, and business-minded thought leaders in an increasingly complex and global landscape. This is critical. In this day and age, change occurs incredibly fast. And there's every reason to think that the rate of change will actually continue to accelerate during the course of your careers. One of our key jobs is to help you become comfortable operating at a high level in a multidisciplinary environment.
I think that's such an important point, that our model really does prepare students and emerging lawyers for success in any environment. And it really is a training that allows you to be very nimble and to be prepared for whatever comes next, no matter what is happening in this constantly changing world. So as you're thinking about some of those bigger picture themes, how can you translate that into how to choose a firm?
And your question about what this means for students deciding on where to spend the summer is an excellent one. We are keenly aware of the importance of developing our lawyers. This reality leads us back to where we started, which is the importance of professional and career development at Sullivan & Cromwell and the focus that we have on that. Our recognition of this reality actually makes us distinctive in the area of professional development. And with that, Milana, I'd like to actually ask you the question. You have helped us design and implement many of our most innovative programs. Why don't we talk a little bit about how you view that work?
Sure, I would be happy to. One of the things I like best about SNC is how evolved the professional development programming is. Like everything we do here, including work for clients, it's a deeply thoughtful, deeply considered approach. And it is also an approach that the partners are heavily engaged in developing. And I view that as a significant differentiator among firms. I have never seen, and again, I've worked at many firms, this kind of deep engagement from partners across practice areas. And to give you some examples of that engagement, we have a litigation academy where we are teaching our junior litigators critical trial and other skills. And in that program, we have no less than 22 SNC litigation partners who are involved as faculty. And that's just really a tremendous time commitment when you consider how busy and active each of those partners is in their day-to-day practices. So for them to step aside and to put in that time, I think really speaks to their commitment more generally to associate development. And the same thing is true with our other programming. We have a fantastic leadership academy where we have all kinds of partner faculty involved, including our chairman, who comes and shares his views on leadership at SNC. And we have practice group heads come and speak about their roles within the firm. And so you can see a theme here, which is really that everybody is committed to making sure that lawyers here can develop into the best possible lawyers that they can be. And there is nothing that we won't do to make sure that we're setting up everybody who joins the firm for success in that way. So to wrap up, Sergio, how should summer associates be thinking about this decision?
This is a transformative moment for you. You finish your first year of law school, and in my experience, although you may not know it yet, you already have the legal intellectual tools to be very successful. The next step is to finish school and start learning on the job. You should choose a place where you will maximize your tremendous potential and where you will never stop learning. We hope that for each of you, that place will be here at Salford and Cromwell.
Yes, that's exactly what we hope. And thank you so much, Sergio, for spending this time with us. We really appreciate you joining us for this conversation.
Thank you for having me.